All right, here we go. Green Legion Radio, episode 3. But as far as everything new and exciting goes, this is episode 3. I hope that you are watching us on Facebook Live on the Green Legion page. Oh, my God. Can we all agree on that one?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah. Good thing.
Encore. Oh, sorry.
Everybody, please subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. The Green Legion Radio show is brought to you by our excellent friends at Miller Lite. If you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking beer, you are drinking our other friends and excellent sponsors at Stateside Vodka, distilled right here. Premium vodka distilled right here in Fishtown. They are amazing. They also have an excellent bar, which you should go over and check out. The entire staff is just awesome. I'm not allowed in there. I'm not hippie enough.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we decided that.
Really?
No nerds allowed.
No
nerds to that.
Well, yeah, that's coming soon. Bucks County Baseball Company. You can visit them at buckscountybaseballco.com. Check out our buddy J.P. Lutz, big sponsor of the program. The website is bigger than the store. And speaking of bigger, I don't know where Pops just went, but I hope he's coming back shortly. Our good friend Mike McVay over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Walk in, talk in football, walk out, spending $40,000 on a Jeep, but that's still a better deal than anywhere you're going to get. Check him out. Do not forget about our good friends Ken Hutchings and Pat Pavlicek that own all the Cavanaugh's restaurants in the city. Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, which should be rocking now. Beautiful weather, beautiful forecast for the weekend. We got one shitty night, but the rest of the weekend looks perfect. Check out Riverdeck. It is back open. Cavanaugh's Head House off of 2nd and South. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Check out our buddy Paul working the basement bar. Of course, do not forget about our friends at Delilah's and the beautiful ladies like our friend Emily, who is... I'm lost. It's going to be difficult to get through the show. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
Let's fast forward or get a couple miles out of the immediate city and get into Manayunk, our 20-year supporters and sponsors, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus. They're all within 100 feet of each other. Check them out. When the hill crests in Manayunk, you are everywhere you need to be. Either go down the hill to get to Bourbon Blue, stay at the top for Bayou and Cactus. They're right next to each other. Of course, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, the most sociable intramural sports leagues in the city. Please check them out. And our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and I have been corrected because I've been saying it wrong, East Market.
Oh.
Not Market East.
Yeah, East Market.
East Market. And as well, our new good friend, excellent friend, Jari Evans, used to play with the Saints. Who else did he play for?
I think he played for Green Bay.
Green Bay.
And maybe Seattle.
No, he was only in camp for Seattle.
5 or 6-time Pro Bowler, offensive lineman from Bloomsburg. He is a local boy. And his restaurant, Somo Sophie, that's Somo South Philly. If you know the Somo in Manayunk, this is another division which he is a partner at. We are quite happy, and Diaz is going to be even happier to hear what I'm about to say right now, because the Green Legion will be partnering with Jari Evans for our season suite for 76ers games.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. So I get 15 games, right? That's how it goes?
No, if you're lucky, you get to go whenever there's a fucking available ticket, you prick. Outside of that, you can kiss my dick.
15 of them, just like that, huh?
It went there real fast.
Well, I'll remind you that who got you that invite with Iverson?
Oh,
you made Iverson laugh.
Hold on. He's calling you out right away.
No, trust me, the things I said to Iverson, he'll never forget.
he won't. He actually had him bent over laughing. It was pretty fun.
I swear to Christ.
Well, who got you in there with Jari to get
that? Hollis did. No, hey, guess what? It's predominantly for us, fuckers.
I'm gonna
make everybody think I'm giving tickets away like it's some sort of charitable donation or I like my clients, but no, using that shit.
you gotta have some place to wear that Jimmy Butler jersey, right?
Oh, wow. Snap. It goes there really fast.
Did it get
so
there
fast.
Quick? It
so
went
did,
there quick.
So what did you do with your Markel Fultz? What did you do with your Fultz jersey?
I got a $1,000 bet on Fultz. I got 2 more years to go. 3 more years.
Everybody, real fast, before we continue, I must introduce our panel. To my left, and in charge of all of our social media, especially our live page on Facebook, which we're going to have a few more picking up, and the darkest deer in the headlights you've ever seen.
Hey, that's a little too much.
Yeah. What is that?
That's a little too much damn laugh.
Sorry.
That yeah, would be Symandric Thomas. You guys can call him Pops, everybody. Appreciate you being here, sir. Ooh, and there we go. We love that in the background.
That's the only one.
To my immediate right, our Sixers official, not sort of official, not toe.
Awesome. That was pretty good.
Self-proclaimed official, not toe.
Can I get a rim shot?
Oh wow,
Michael Diaz. You know him as Philly Mike. Is that Instagram, your handle?
Yeah, Philly Mike. Well, and Green Legion. I'm no more as Green Legion. They're starting to address me as Philly Mike on the Green Legion thing.
Good.
And I'm happy that you don't see any of it. So it's all good.
I still just call you fucking Diaz.
That's right. Fucking Diaz is probably about right.
That's it. Next to him, in charge of security and making sure all the beautiful ladies that are on Green Legion Radio get up and down. Yes. Safely. Wow. Our good friend Brian Conroy, you could call him Rex. What's up, baby? You missed last week, you fucking hungover prick.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Poker night killed you, didn't it?
You
are a pussy.
Y'all tried to kill Rex. Literally. He touched back down and he drank for like four straight days. I don't know. Nobody can withstand that.
Oh, God.
That's what he was saying. Perfect. If you saw the look on Rex's face when he said, another shot.
Did he look like Embiid after game seven?
Yeah. When you turned your back to get that shot, Rex was like, oh, God. I don't know how I'm going to survive this. Oh, God.
And to his immediate right. Number 78 in your programs, number one in your heart. Fifteen-time NFL veteran. I knew I could get this out. I've been having a tough time today. I had a 5-day vacation in Aruba. I'm still hungover. 15-year NFL veteran. 3 years with the Saints. 1 year with 2 years with the Panthers. 1 year with the Rams, and 10 years with our Philly faithful Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. Mr. Hollis Thomas.
How you guys doing?
Good evening. Finally, you what up, Hollis? Prick, you brought some artwork in that we can enjoy.
I had to, I was sitting there, and I was like, let me go ahead and take this out now and bring it to him so I can quit hearing his mouth.
Well, that's it.
And I meant to brought it back.
That is pretty much why everybody wants me.
That was easy for
me. Everybody does anything for me just so I shut the fuck up.
Well, now you asked, and I said yes, and I kept forgetting. That was my fault.
It's all right, man. You did it. Yeah. You shined.
Oh, that's here?
Yeah.
And normally, there's a nice introduction. Nobody can see this.
You're out of camera view.
I could.
Normally, we do have a very nice introduction for our ladies over at Delilah's. However, we do have a very special guest this evening and a great friend of the program. Hollis, you and I can agree.
Yeah.
In the test.
Oh, yeah.
She is...
Did you just go to the high school friend?
No, I went to the grown man. Oh, yeah.
She is a Philadelphia resident. She is an Eagles fan. She has been featured on numerous websites, Naughty America, Brazzers.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Porn Pros. She is your September 2011 Penthouse Pet of the Month and 2011 Penthouse Pet of the Year 2012?
Yep.
2012 Penthouse Pet of the Year runner-up. Everybody, please thank Emily Addison for being in studio with us.
Thank you, Emily. She saved our keister.
She did save our keister. Emily is working occasionally at the Lila's right now. She does have a very busy schedule. Yes, but you can follow her on...
Yeah, that means go
to the microphone.
That means go to the microphone and tell me your social media.
Sorry. So I just got deleted on IG, but my new one is at Emmy Addison X. But on Twitter and Facebook, I'm Emmy Addison NYC.
Thank you for that. And that,
and
that,
I do see.
Did everybody just stop?
I think that's what two D's.
Two D's like double D.
There it is. There it
that's
is.
Where I was going.
There it is.
Erotic City.
All right, everybody. Now that we have everybody introduced and all of our sponsors out of the way. Excellent. Excellent start to a show so far. So, Hollis,
yes.
This is our little segment, right?
Yes.
Getting into it right now?
We can get into it right now.
What the hell happened today in history? Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first this time?
It's up to you.
I don't have that much. I know you. You know what? You go ahead. Go first.
All right. Today is May the 22nd. It's the 142nd day of the year. There's 223 days left. We can start way back in. We're going to start in 1849 when the only president, Abraham Lincoln, the only president to have a patent. He got a patent for the shoals. You know what shoal is, don't you? Lift boats over obstructions.
A shoal. S H O A L E.
Yes.
L S. That is shoals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the only president.
Abraham Lincoln,
he's the only president with a patent.
He lived in like Illinois and Kentucky.
Yeah, but it was major
rivers across both sides of Illinois.
Yes, and then we go to 1888 when Leroy.
Damn it,
Leroy.
This is already funny.
Yeah, Leroy Buffington. He patents a system to start building skyscrapers.
Mm.
So it's like it was. The weird thing is, I'm gonna give you a patent number. From the Wright brothers in 1906.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that the people back then used to steal from each other's invention and try to put the patent in to get notoriety and money.
That happens a lot now, especially with travel trips and stuff
like
that.
Doesn't sound like much has changed.
So we go to 1906 with the Wright brothers. Their flying machine, they got a patent for their flying machine, which was patent number 821,393.
Jesus Christ.
And they did it 3 years early, but they were denied. So then,
because it wasn't in the 800,000 yet?
No, because it was going to fail. Ah. It was going to fail bad.
Oof.
And I put this one in here. This one was funny as hell. Canned rattlesnake meat.
All right, I'm in.
No, it's a
canned, sounds like a dare.
In 1931, canned rattlesnake meat went on sale in Florida.
Excellent.
And how long did that last?
You eat rattlesnake meat?
Wait a minute. There's no rattlesnakes in Florida.
Yeah, there is.
They're in the desert, like out west.
No, they're in the fucking. You need to stay. They're everywhere.
Stay away from the TV. Stay away from the TV.
Does everybody know this fun fact about living or being out in the wild when you're not supposed to or not paying attention?
Right.
You understand a diamond head on a snake means it is poisonous. It means its jowls are holding venom.
Oh, God.
Yes. If it looks more like this, you're safe.
Right. What does it look like?
Yeah, it looks a lot like that.
And I believe a cottonmouth is a type of rattlesnake, and that's the waterborne.
No, cottonmouth is what I did in college when I did too many bong hits.
Oh,
so,
dear. I'm going to go to 1962 when Roger Maris, it's going to be a double one. Roger Maris, he got 4 intentional walks, which was a record. He got 5 total in the game, which was one was unintentional. So then you switch to 1990 when they intentionally walked Andre Dawson 5 times.
Hawk.
I'd
walk that motherfucker every time.
I was going to ask that because, you know, as a kid growing up, I didn't think he was that imposing. But then when you go back and think about it.
Should have walked Carter.
Carter, we should have. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That was me.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful, though.
Oh, that was beautiful.
We go to 1992.
You hear that, Diaz?
1992 with Johnny Carson.
You got one on me.
I'll let you do that.
Yeah, you only get about 12, so okay. You're one over right
okay.
now.
Okay, well, I'll take it to 1998 when Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Here we go.
And Bill Clinton. The federal judge said the Secret Service had to testify in their scandal.
Excellent.
Wow.
Well, we can talk about all that later, but that's a topic for another show that Diaz does not want to be part of.
And this was awesome because it contains the Flyers. What happened in 2004 on this day? Tampa Bay Lightning did
traded
something to him.
Traded Lindros?
No, sir. Tampa Bay Lightning did something to him. They put him out of the finals, out of Eastern Conference Finals, 4-3. You remember
Jesus.
That?
Jesus, yeah. Game 7.
Yes. Oh. I got some birthdays, real quick birthdays for you. You remember Jimmy Olsen from The Price is Right.
Yep.
1910. 1943, Tommy John from Tommy John Surgery.
All right.
1966, Johnny Gill. 1970.
Johnny Gill. And rub you the right way, stroke.
And 1970.
Now I know what song we're going to break with.
Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell?
Yeah, Naomi Campbell, 1970.
Naomi Campbell,
Victoria's
nice.
Secret model. That's all I have for you.
Okay, well, that's all. Thank God. We're going to have to abridge that next week.
I'll abridge it next time.
Damn. In 1992, after 30 years hosting The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson said his farewell. You already got that one. Interesting and excellent in women's sports moment. Today, in 2003, Annika Sorenstam was the first woman that got an exemption to play in a PGA event. That was the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. She actually was one over after the first round, primed to make the cut, and went four over on round two and unfortunately didn't make it. But she had a gallery of almost 50,000 fucking people while she was playing. It was one of the most watched and attended regular PGA events ever. And there was only one fucking jerk off who gave any shit whatsoever about it.
It's always one.
Craig Chinaski?
Two. was it more watched than Michelle Wee?
Nope. It was my man Vijay Singh.
Oh, God.
It's just really.
Well, I wonder why he felt so threatened by it.
I don't know.
Because he's from India.
No, he's not.
He's not?
He's Fijian, you dumbass.
VJ. He's not Indian.
Oh, Vijay.
In 1967, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to live in a house like yours, my friend. Maybe when there's nobody home, I'll break in. It feels real good to walk streets again after being in jail doing 7 to 10. Would you be mine? Won't you be mine? I wish you was my neighbor.
All right, maybe not. Oh, that was Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. I'm sorry. It was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood that premiered. And two fun Phillies facts. Even though one is a stretch, Pete Rose passes Hank Aaron as National League run scoring leader with 2,108.
Right.
But he wasn't a Philly when that happened, so it's a stretch. In 2002, as seen and discussed in Moneyball, we traded John Mabry to the Oakland A's for Jeremy fucking Giambi.
So this is John Mabry Senior?
A junior.
Junior.
I thought he played for the...
He played like in 2011.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
But why do we
and the spelling on this this is ridiculous here. You need an editor, sir.
Why do we always get the wrong with the wrong
Wait,
brother?
I spelled Mabry right.
It's Mayberry, like a berry.
Fuck you.
Andy Griffith, Mayberry.
Wow.
Beautiful and intelligent.
Exactly. Won't you be my neighbor? Hey.
Pops, anybody commenting on how beautiful this young lady is?
Well, we got a hubba hubba. From top fan, David Loeb.
David
Loeb's the best.
Yeah.
We love David.
He loves the program.
Yeah. Q, can I add something?
Yes. No,
today is National Maritime Day.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Merchant Marines.
Marine, okay. Yes.
So right. Why the hell are you on land? You should be out on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, hold on. He just spent
like Memorial Day for us.
Yeah. I know. All right, everybody. We're going to get to some sports here real quick. However...
Nerds.
We're geeking out for a moment.
Oh, God.
Quimby's the geeking out.
Nah, whatever. Fuck you guys. I'm down.
No. Are you going to the Game of Thrones?
This is you interjecting when you're not.
Well, no. I was going to ask you a question about that. What did you think about Aaron Rodgers being a dick and doing what he did, getting in the program?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, he was in the last one.
Okay, we're going to find that out in a minute.
I'll let you.
All right. First of all, this week we said goodbye to almost two decades of programming. Now, Diaz likes to call me a nerd for liking the Big Bang Theory. You can call me whatever you want because I fucking love the Big Bang Theory. Hollis?
Yes, I do. I like it too.
All right.
Dorks.
Whatever.
Really? Really?
Unfunny.
Well, if you want, we can throw 600 pounds right on top of you right now.
Or we could just let you let Markelle Fultz
or shoot. 90 pounds.
Or just let yeah. Markelle Fultz shoot in front of you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir, but you're not allowed.
I think she said she'd pass anyway.
In all fairness, I can pretty much watch anything that Chuck Lorre does. Let's talk about Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
All that right. was funny.
Now, that one went a little further or a little longer than it should have, and they should have casted either Rob Lowe or Tony Stark for the new and just replaced
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. You know, don't replace the new show. Character. Just replace the actor. Yeah. You'd have been fine.
Yeah.
And I think that would have worked. I'm not a big fan of Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Although my man's been getting ass left and right. Good for him. Yeah. I'm
a fan of his, but not in that light.
Exactly.
That was pretty bad.
Exactly.
Agreed.
However, in all fairness, Chuck Lorre, as opposed to HBO, knows how to close. You ever have that guy that you go out with that knows how to open up with every girl?
Yeah, Rex. Or you mean a guy that knows how to close and does the Irish goodbye like you?
Oh man!
Oh. When I Irish exit, it's usually because I closed.
What the hell did I walk into?
I know, it's a lot of fucking love,
but that's all right.
It's a lot of love.
A lot of love. In the room.
HBO, you don't know how to fucking close for shit. All right, you fucked up Entourage. You fucked up Sopranos.
Oh, Entourage?
Sopranos was good.
Yeah,
You fucked up the last episode.
No, that was good.
He said Entourage. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Entourage.
Entourage. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You as soon as Arya killed the Night King, everything went fucking downhill. The next episode was terrible. Why do you feel like you have to rush an ending? Just don't extend it as long as you have. Yeah. All right?
That's where that show kind of lost me. I tried to watch it.
But you got to watch it from the beginning, and I'll be honest with you, it'll hold you.
It will, because I actually binge-watched the first three seasons.
Not me.
I'm talking about just like in one sitting.
It was like I started watching the first one. I went to sleep like three times in the middle of it.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
When I woke up the fourth time.
I expected what we saw Thursday for the ending of The Big Bang Theory. It was awesome. It was everything. If you have watched the show, if you watched every episode, which I have.
Okay. The Big Bang. Yeah. Nerd, dork.
Whatever.
Tool.
Whatever. And, I was in tears. And it was fucking awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Now, Game of Thrones, which I've invested almost as much time. Almost as much time.
They left too much
on. By the time that episode was over, I'm like,
angry.
Okay. All right. I was thinking about jerking off, but I already did it four times today. I don't even know if I can get a fucking cartridge in the firing chute here.
Yeah, you're dry heaving at that point.
Those are called ghost loads. Those are called ghost loads. You know it's a ghost load, right? You know what a ghost load is, don't you?
Apparently we know now.
Hollis, sorry.
Yeah, I think we get it, Hollis. Thank you.
TTP sucks. What I was going to tell you was, you know, Aaron Rodgers was in the previous episode before the last episode.
Where?
He was one of the extras. He was one of the extras. He goaded them into letting him be in the extras. And he ripped the last one, which, if you're a part of it, why would you rip it?
Even the actors are ripping it.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think the ending or the conclusion of all the different players, their end game is bad. It's just it was completely rushed. They needed four.
It was rushed.
They needed a
four episodes.
Wait, Diaz, you watch it?
Game of Thrones? Yeah, we're talking GOT.
He's right.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm okay with John going out to the wall again. Although there's just these holes like. The threat from the north is gone. So why do we need a wall?
Well,
they're all friends with the wildlings now.
Well, no,
right?
I believe that's why they abandoned the wall. There's no need for it.
Oh. Right.
So that was the thought process.
Yeah. So that's why it just goes up north.
Yeah. Fuck it. What do you need to be there for?
We needed four more. Like we needed an episode between five and six.
We needed that hot bitch to go absolutely batshit crazy.
Which one?
Before in one 15-second scene, she went from liberating the world to destroying it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that's what happened, and that's where you lost me, and that's where HBO can go fuck yourself.
Sound like somebody got left with a stiff.
Well, it's...
I didn't watch that shit. It was too fucking long. The midget was getting all.
Hold on. Did we get a little? We got a little Southern brother in us. Yeah. That was too fucking long.
Yeah, it was. I mean, my whole thing was, it probably would have made better for a series, like Lord of the Rings or something like that.
It was a series.
Well, no, he's saying a movie series.
Well, it was too deep and too long. The problem with it,
wait, I'm not stopping Possum when it comes over here.
Speaking of deep and long, Emily, what do you think?
Well, I wanted Sansa and Daenerys to have a fucking cat fight.
Oh, that sounds great.
I thought that would have been super sexy. I thought the whole him
as our likes just went through the roof.
Romantic kiss and stab her through the heart was too cliche.
Okay, and there we have that. Anyway, we got to get to some sports
to some
here.
Sports.
Yeah, please. Yeah, you know what? Actually, let's remember this show is not just about sports. It is about pretty much anything we want to discuss.
And nerd culture.
Nerd culture is fine.
Tournaments. I'm a nerd. You guys know I'm a nerd, so call in and give them the nerd speak.
Uh-oh. There we go. Challenge them. So let's talk about the first segment. What have the Philadelphia Flyers management done to make their fans happy this week?
Absolutely nothing.
But I have a quick Sixers.
I have a quick one for you. Their former coach is currently in the finals. Their old coach is currently in the finals.
Is he a former player?
Right.
Yeah, he's a Berube. You remember
Berube?
Yeah, he's
Craig Berube.
Craig Berube is currently the Flyer, the St. Louis Blues coach, and they're in the finals.
So they haven't been in the finals since
1970.
All right.
That shows it's upper management, not coaching.
Right? All right, everybody. Let's get to where we wanted to get to, and you know what? We're 8:31. I want to start talking about the Sixers. I want to take a break while we're in the middle of it. And then finish up and then get to a little bit of Phillies talk. We want to bring in our official Phillies correspondent, Chris Sack, once again.
The Sack Master.
And then we're going to talk a little OTAs. We do have some Philadelphia Eagles topics to discuss this week. So we were trying to finish up on some topics last week. We've discussed Brett Brown. It's a dead issue. He's back again next year. Nothing said, nothing done. It is what it is. That being said... right now, I think we're I think we'd like to discuss free agency, right? What is the rumor about Mr. Butler buying a house?
Oh yeah, your friend Rob Velvis Velis
Rob
Velveteen Velveteen Rob
Velveter.
I got a text from him saying that Jimmy Butler's bought a house in Ambler. So that's the rumor. I don't know where it came from. But,
yeah, it was something. I don't know if it was fake news, but they said he bought a house, but he tore the house down and he's planning on building a big mansion or something.
Well, if that's the case, let's just pretend that rumor's true.
That would make him Rob's neighbor.
He won't stay here long. Or maybe he chases Rob out. I don't know. But if that is true, let's just pretend it's true.
Okay.
That means that he's been offered, you know, without in the whatever legal tampering period, he's been offered the 5-year max from the Sixers, and he plans on signing it.
Yeah. The Sixers not considered tampering because he was.
He's their guy.
So they could sign him before free agency.
I know. I don't know. These conversations happen all the time, anyway.
Most of the time they happen at combines and stuff, and just in back alley type stuff.
Yeah, so. You're talking about one player with the agent who's also representing someone else. But I mean, that's what that means.
Can I ask you? There's one question I really want to ask you. And when I pose this question, who should we go out and get? That's going to be a free agent coming up. That's why I really want to know who you thought we should go out and get, because it's like you're down with TTP. But
I'm down with TTP.
Yeah, no, but it's like in the same right. I know we need a guy who can actually handle the ball and can shoot and pose a threat.
Lou Williams.
Yeah, I mean, Lou Williams would be great. We're not going to be able to afford him. This is where you have to have faith in Elton Brand and his crew.
Right.
But I can tell you what we really need more than we need shooting, we need backup point guard, we need a capable backup center, because not just because Embiid gets hurt or all that shit, but just when he's on the floor when he's on the floor they're like a top 6 team, and when he's off the floor they're like a bottom 6 team.
Right.
So you just need someone that can weather the storm. Who that guy is and the money. One thing I would say. And it matters, and that's the answer you don't want to hear. Uh-huh. But as opposed to last year when we were fucking around with star hunting.
Right.
Like, hey, listen, if we're going to sign Butler, just offer it to him now and be done with it. Just like with the Brett Brown decision.
Right.
If we're going to keep Harris, don't get cute and let, you know, well, we'll offer you 5 years at less, and then he gets to go around. Like, if you want these guys, sign them and get them over with, and then whatever's left over, if they're willing to go into the luxury tax, that, you know, then it goes there. There's a lot of free agents this year. Half the team is, I mean, I think we have 10 players on free agency this year.
You are correct about the center thing, but I want the center mainly so we don't have to kill Embiid, and in the fourth quarter we can have him, and he's not dog tired.
I hope this year, and like just how it all went, will just. I mean, there's the trolls that like to poke the bear and get people pissed off,
right?
But like next year, if Embiid doesn't play back to backs, just like, yeah, he's not playing because we need him in May. We need him in June.
I don't care about that. The thing that I hate is the turnovers.
Oh,
we can't
go into
a third year leading the league in turnovers.
Well, they
expect to, because what's happening currently in basketball, it's currently happening with our baseball team. I'm not going to get off subject, but it was like you are. I'm not. It's like because the stuff that happening early in the season, basketball season, everybody's talking about. It's early. We're going to get rid of it, and it happened in the playoffs.
I would hope that some continuity from this year to next year, if they do bring the whole gang back, will help. And I mean, kind of, sort of, that's what the regular season's for. But turnovers, can't do it. Good news, both Embiid and Simmons cut down their turnovers by like half to one.
Yeah, one of them needs to cut down their calorie count.
Absolutely.
And one of them needs to just shoot and be aggressive.
Yeah.
And know that the team is.
Did you see his sister went nuts on Twitter today? Someone she had something that she's the best shooter in the family or something like that, and then everyone went after her.
Did she have a heroin needle?
but so he's got
to
shoot.
Anyway, we are going to take a break right now, everybody. We will be back on Green Legion Radio right after this. Do you feel it, baby? Do you feel it, baby? 8:41 here on Green Legion Radio, episode 30, number 3, if you're considering everything new that's going on. We do have a little issue in studio. Emily wants to talk a little bit more. She's upset about it. She's fantastic. We love her. She will be back again next week.
Yeah. Oh, cool!
And we're going to try to line up a little bit of a better situation for what we want to do next week, if that's okay. We want to have her dance, which she says she doesn't pole dance. But I'll be honest with you, this has looked perfect to me.
I don't see anything.
If she doesn't do it, she's fooling me.
But then we want to get her on the panel and actually talk some sports with her. She is an Eagles fan.
Yes.
Okay. And we love that about her. So she will be back again next week. For those of you who are missing it right now, you suck.
Shame on you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well said.
Shame on you. All right, real quick. Let's close up Sixers free agency. Let's close up Sixers until, July?
Well, before the draft.
Before the draft.
Yeah. Or finals.
And let's move on. We're going to need our Phillies correspondent, Chris Sack, to call in exactly 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes of Sixers talk, and then we're moving on. Ready? Go.
Diaz, go.
Well, I've come to my own personal conclusion.
Okay.
You know, I was nervous about that Butler trade back then just because, you know, all process guys left. Dario and Covington were like the face of the process. But whatever. It's good. It's fine. I'm happy we got Butler. Harris we gave up a lot for. And, you know, they're on different timelines. And, hey, they pushed all their chips in, and it would suck for them to push all their chips in for the last 3 months of the season without bringing it all back. So yeah. I think that giving Butler the max, it's the way that you're going to get him to come here.
Right.
I think the last 2 years or 3 years of that might be problematic, where to get rid of him, you'd have to give up stuff to get rid of him. And with Harris, he's younger. He says he has room to grow. I mean, hopefully he has room to grow. They're going to cost the same amount.
Right.
But Harris would be easier to trade. I want to see these guys for a full season, or at least a full off season coming into next year. These guys, if they brought the whole squad back, I don't see any reason why they couldn't win 58, 60 games, maybe get the 2 seed, maybe get the 1 seed. Who knows?
But
I'd love to see it.
But who do you add, though? Because we know that the combination
we're getting suspended again next week.
The combination,
no doubt.
The combination that we currently have can only make it to the second round.
Well, here, when you say that, and it's a great question, and I don't know every single play. This is why the scouts have to do what the scouts have to do.
Right.
It's just like if you told me, you know, we got Mike Scott in that Harris deal.
Right.
Mike Scott was a good player for us. I hope they re-sign Mike Scott.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want him.
But if you ask me about him, you know, in December, it's right. Like, oh, I know that guy, but right. Like, whatever. You know, he's a vet. You know, he's like a guy.
Right.
But I like his attitude. I think he fits in here well. I think he appreciates the city. I think he got along. They all met. He was part of that playoff, playoff lineup. So it's kind of like, which guy is the best guy? I don't know. With basketball, it's so fluid and there's so many moving parts. I don't know. I gotta hope Elton Brand knows exactly who they're targeting. But to do that,
Elton Brand is the most experienced GM in the league.
Not.
Yeah, he's got like 9 months worth of.
How about no?
But if listen,
I haven't had it.
If you're gonna do Butler, I don't want to get in some cute like, hey, like you're gonna offer him the max or you're not. Harris, you're going to offer him the max or you're not. And then let's get that locked up.
That's
one
the thing
way
about
or
Butler.
Other.
He doesn't want to be played with. He wants an offer right now.
He should.
And he should. But what I'm saying is he doesn't like that wishy-washy shit.
Yeah.
Right. He wants to know you're behind him right now.
Well, I don't know about that. But
well, you don't want to open it up where someone else can come.
How about no?
Yeah. How about no? It would be
all right. We got 30 seconds left on Sixers.
Okay.
It would be a shame to go all in Ben Simmons' second year and Embiid's third year and then let those guys go. It would just be a shame if we're gonna go on for the next 3 years. Let's do it.
And again, like I said, trade Ben Simmons now. what we're doing right now. Go ahead, Rex.
I was gonna say like I'm like a novice Sixers and basketball
and fantasy football player
and football and hockey and baseball.
Anyway, thank you. So
did he beat both of you guys to fantasy football?
Mm-hmm. I did. Oh, thanks, Hollis. Way to go, buddy. Way to go,
teammates.
So one thing that I couldn't understand is that. In that game 7, the Raptors and the Sixers both shot horribly. And there was no game plan change to put Embiid closer to the paint so he can get defensive rebounds. And I don't know why they weren't doing that.
Offensive rebounds.
Either of the two.
No, I'm talking defensive rebounds and maybe offensive rebounds because the Raptors were not shooting well. And why weren't we getting rebounds?
Well, they were
long threes.
Okay, well, obviously you didn't hear the 30 seconds left on the Sixers.
Okay.
This is you. Okay. Pretty typical.
Awkward.
Which is why you're in charge of security. Chris Sack, call in right now, sir. Right now.
You got to rescue us from another Rex eruption.
Yeah, it is another Rex eruption.
You are right, though, Rex.
I was barely talking.
Well, here, while we wait for Chris, I would say this. The first thing is, on defense, you got to go. You're guarding a man. Right. So what they do is that's why they his man generally comes out and he goes away from the rim.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The second thing is they took long. Long shots. Long shots have long
I thought you
rebound.
Were about to say they took long showers.
Well,
that was where we're going with that. Oh, anyway, we are putting the Sixers to bed right now. We got a timetable.
It's going to be a long offseason.
So, it is going to be a long
So while we wait for Chris.
We are not waiting for Chris. Chris, are you on the line, brother?
Yes, sir. How you gentlemen doing this evening?
Oh, my God. Thank
doing,
God
Chris?
We had a segue that actually worked today.
Awesome.
Chris. Brother, you have an open forum tonight, everybody. Chris Sack, Green Legion Radio, official Phillies correspondent. You have a 5-minute window to talk about whatever you think you want to talk about or need to talk about Phillies. We're actually going to shut up for a second. I'm going to go in the other room while I'm listening and have a fucking shot. Your floor, sir. Ready? Go.
Speaking of taking a shot, I think we all needed to take multiple after last night's ending. Juan Nicasio coming in and closing the game, and I'm not even going to put the blame on Juan Nicasio for last night because I think we all had the same feeling that we were going to blow that game in the bottom of the ninth. What I witnessed last night and what I saw was piss poor and pathetic. The simple fact that our manager did not use any of our top four arms to try and close that game out.
Yep.
And yes, I'm pointing the finger directly at Pat Neshek. who is
needs to go.
Who is a pathetic excuse for a Major League Baseball player. The guy warms up on Monday night, says, no, I'm not coming in because he's not ready. And then he claims himself not to be ready and available the very next night. I think it's horrendous. I think it's pathetic. The guy is making $7 million for what? And he is on this roster, and it sets a bad example for the younger arms in that bullpen.
Amen.
For the simple fact that he cannot have himself ready to warm up one evening and get himself out there the very next. Hollis, I understand, you know, your end. Why don't you give me a little bit of your opinion on that as well? What do you think about Pat Sneasek practically saying, no, I'm not going to pitch tonight?
Well, I was actually pissed at the whole situation because you have eight guys in the bullpen with four unavailable. What type of team are you running? It's like then the guy you sent out there, he's pitched the last two nights in a row. And then on top of that, when he walked the first guy, you're supposed to get his ass out of there.
Yeah, get his ass out.
So it's like, yeah. Ask me this. Is it Kapler's fault that he's mismanaging the bullpen? Or not demanding more of it?
I think he's looking at it from an analytic perspective, like Kapler tends to always do. You know, he wants to keep these guys fresh, but there's a time and a place for it. Right. And you can't burn out. I'm doing, you know, quote and quote here, mm-hmm. even though you guys can't see me. You can't burn out your top four in the bullpen and not have one of them readily available for the ninth inning. I mean, how do we go into a night and we don't have a Neris or a Sir Anthony, or, you know, even though he struggled this year,
right.
And Adam Morgan, a Nishek, none of these guys are available? Like, you're in a tight baseball game, a 2-1 game. You had the opportunity to go up 2-0 in a 4-game series here, yep. with one of the best teams
in
your
baseball.
League, the National League.
Yep.
And you have an opportunity to close that game out. Now, what if the Cubs would have tied that game 2-2 and you go into extra innings? You're looking at a game that could potentially go 12, 13, 14 innings. What are you going to do? You're going to just throw all position players there on out?
Yeah, we couldn't even finish a 9-inning game.
You need to have a strategy. Yeah, you want to try and keep it at a 9-inning game, but you also have to keep in mind, too, that if you're going into extra innings against this ball club, you need to be prepared.
Yeah, and
they were not prepared last night in the least bit. They had nothing in the bullpen.
And we're going against one of the best managers in baseball,
and he
proved that. He was at the top of his game, and we could barely compete.
And on top of that, it was when you put a guy who's been in already the previous two nights, and you don't put the guys in the bullpen that haven't been on the previous two nights. Come on, at what point are the guys going to stop being babies?
Zach, I got a question for you here, and this goes against everything that everyone knows me for. But is it possible that This sounds crazy coming out of my mind, out of my mouth.
Okay,
but is it possible?
Thanks for that, Chris.
Is it crazy that has baseball just gone way too much on stats and pitch counts and warm ups and exit velocity and spin cycles and like every measurable? Now, I mean, it's insane. Where it's like, okay, you warmed up last night, like. Okay, you didn't get in. You're not coming in. Like, who's going to pitch? Is it also like, hey, listen, this batter bats 212 against lefties and 243 against righties. So we obviously need to put the lefty in because he bats where it's like he hits three less hits out of 100. The stats are negligible because we're having one at-bat. Now, maybe he gets a hit, and then if he gets a hit, everyone says the manager's
stupid. Can you let Chris answer, please?
Well, I'm just saying we're breaking down statistics like to the thousandth now, and that's how we're judging whether this was a good move or not.
I don't want to say that analytics are ruining baseball, and I don't want to say that Gabe Kapler is just going – like, to me, I feel like he's going majority analytics. I can't say that analytics don't work in baseball. When Dave Roberts has been to the World Series the last 2 years with the Dodgers, Madden won the World Series back in 2016. He went to a World Series in 2008 with the Rays. The analytics weren't that as huge 10 years ago, but he was a big proponent of that. 2009, a Joe Girardi, a guy that lived off of his binder in 2009 and won the World Series with the Yankees. It can be done. My thing with Kapler is I wish he would go a little bit more with his gut. Lack thereof, because he doesn't have one. He eats ice cream and spits it out.
Chris, pulling you back right now, brother. You're about 7 minutes over your 5 minute. I've been trying not, dude. You get on a roll, and we love it. And actually,
I was enjoying it.
You're the most enjoyable radio experience we have, especially over Diaz. But. Oh my God! You should see the face right now.
I didn't hear it, so I'll let that one pass.
I can only imagine the look you're getting right now by the
30 seconds to surmise what you have to say, and then we have to move on because we are way behind schedule right now.
Well, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing right now out of this ball game. Right now, 2-0. I wasn't saying that for you. For your perspective.
You
guys are enjoying what you're seeing right now.
Oh, yeah.
My wife is in the other room. I can't say that. But
Chris, what's the score?
I think this right
Green
now,
Legion Radio one. Everybody
out runners
zero.
On first and second. So I'm enjoying what I'm seeing right now. I really like this road trip is huge. I would love
and
to.
And you're already 30 seconds over your 30 seconds. Let's go.
Oh, God, he's such an
asshole. I'm like Diaz tonight. Okay, but anyway. Yeah,
big
but
time. You're not.
Let's get
but
this
you're not
tonight,
right.
And let's close out this road trip, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Chris, we love you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate
later, Chris.
You.
Thanks,
love
Chris.
You guys, too. Guys, have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, this shortens our amount of time that we can actually speak about the Eagles because we now have 5 minutes, and I have to bring up a couple things real quick because we had OTAs, and appreciate Pops bringing up, do we have a concern right now with Malcolm Jenkins not showing up for OTAs? Is this a contract situation? Is this a personal situation? Does a personal situation always mean a contract situation? Which I was about to look at Hollis, and I didn't have to, because the fucking 20 fucking 8-inch arms looked over and said, yes, sir, a personal situation is always a contract situation. Are we going to have to concern ourselves here with Malcolm Jenkins playing at the start of the season?
I think they're going to take care of him more than likely.
Does he deserve more money?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, he does deserve more money. He's a leader of the team, of the defense.
He's the leader of the team in general.
And he keeps his nose clean, and he's like one of the more underpaid safeties currently.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Now, looking at his contract, and I'm not, you know, Howie Roseman or anything, but can they just guarantee the rest of his contract? I know he has no guaranteed money, which is probably, I mean, the dollars per year is one thing, but
he got his guaranteed money in the beginning of his contract.
That's right. I understand. But now it's, okay, he has no guaranteed money, so you either rework the deal or you just guarantee his years, guarantee the money. So his current slot at whatever, 9.75, is not guaranteed at all. But do you think a player in his position would say, guarantee it and I'm good?
No, I think you got
to. He wants a new deal?
Well, no, you got not a totally new deal, but you have to make him one of the top paid guys because he's the leader
on the
of your
team.
If he's your guy, he's the leader of your team and the defense because without him last year.
And let's be honest, he's been the most healthy fucking player on this entire team since we signed him.
He played last year. I think he played. There's some stat, and I don't know.
All of them.
Snaps. He played 102% of the snaps because of special teams.
Because he was on special teams a couple times?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you not pay the guy that's
And he's an
that
emotional
durable?
Leader.
We got that. We got that part.
They took care of their offseason. They brought in the new guys. They got their draft picks. You know, they've shown, especially in the last 3 years, that they do take care of their own. I would expect them to recognize that Malcolm Jenkins cannot be. He's got to be here in July.
Yeah, he's got to be happy.
So they have two months. They have 2 months to get something done with him. I don't care about this. I'd expect him to be there in July, though.
Well, we're $27 million. I think we're $27 million. We're a lot under the cap, and I think we have the room to do it. So why not do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. All right.
I mean, he can create cap money out of nowhere. We had like $3 million, and now we have $27 million.
Everybody adjusts contract to guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And Thankfully, the Eagles have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not the salary cap is a joke if you know how to take care of guaranteed money with your players.
Maneuver.
Yeah, but it's all maneuver.
They do.
So we're not going to worry about that. I remember last 2 years ago, Fletcher Cox sat out of OTAs. We won the Super Bowl. So here we go. We're winning two Super Bowls this year.
this is the tangent we didn't want to go on.
Well, I know. Yeah, I'm getting a little awkward.
There is one other. We have six topics on the list here.
Yep.
I'm wondering right now if you guys are happy that McLeod, Darby, and Sidney are all practicing again because our secondary was fucking horrible.
I don't think Darby practiced.
Darby practiced.
Oh, he did today. He did yesterday.
He practiced.
I think
Hollis,
it's great.
Hollis is like it's a secondary. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I like McLeod. I love McLeod, but the other guys. And I like Darby when he's healthy. It's like, but Sidney Jones says that game against New Orleans when he bitched up,
his hamstring or whatever.
Whatever was going on, he needs a total redemption, sir.
But didn't LeBlanc step up?
Yeah, exactly. A guy who's a free agent. It's like you let you're a draft pick, and everybody was counting on you
today, Junior.
Oh, shit. Hey, Hollis, have you been able to go down to OT? To OTAs today or yesterday?
I had dinner with all the rookies.
Oh.
It was an alumni rookie
day. Yeah, we saw that. It was like a golf event.
Well, not the golf event. The golf event was just alumni. It's Eagles dinner, Eagles rookies dinner with alumni, and you get to meet all the rookies and give them some advice. So it's a good group of guys.
That's good.
All right, moving on. Does anybody know anything about Nigel Bradham's injury?
I didn't see. I saw this on the sheet, and I was what
happened?
It's a mystery injury. Nobody knows about it. I don't know if it's a contract situation.
How do you know about it?
Let's just say I know.
Jeez,
I don't think it's not. He just got
was paid. That a reasonable question?
And really. Did I give a reasonable response? I'm not going to report about anything regarding the Eagles unless I'm quite certain that I know something about it.
Yeah, this is news to me.
Didn't see anything.
Well, hey, guess what?
Well, guys, no, he was injured last year, wasn't he?
No, he got in trouble last year.
Oh, my God. Emily just is having a ball over here, and we enjoy the hell out of it.
Yes.
Emily, Chris Sack. Oh, my God. Emily is enjoying the hell out of herself. Look at that.
Thank you.
That was little Chris.
That was Chris. Yeah.
But it, so I didn't know about any injury that Nigel Bradham had. Maybe it's a contract situation.
Well, but he just got, means it's a contract situation.
But he just
right?
got paid. It's not personal issue. So you know he just got paid. I want to say either last year or year before that, right?
I don't know.
Yes, he just got paid. So he's still working on the good money.
I would say it's fun. It's fun to get some Eagles action in May. It's voluntary. It's what they negotiated and got. I don't care if the vets aren't there
and got.
Cut and print.
OTAs in May mean nothing for July.
Well,
it's nice when they're there, but if they're not there, let's not freak out.
You know the funny part is. Yeah, it's the funny part is OTAs mean you get some continuity, especially with the receivers and the quarterback. And Carson missed all this last year, which is why he was behind the eight ball when he came in.
Gotcha. All right, look, we're going to take one song break. We're going to say goodbye to the unbelievably amazing and beautiful Emily Addison, September 2011 Pet of the Month, runner-up. Pet of the Year, 2012. Well. I got it. You can check out Emily pretty much everywhere. Pornhub, Naughty America, Porn Pros.
Brazzers.
Brazzers.
Huh? Can I tell them where to find me after the show?
After the show?
Yeah.
After
why don't
this
you
show.
Go to the microphone and tell them where to find you.
Where are you going to be tonight?
Okay, I have a Cam show tonight on camsoda.com.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, you can absolutely tell that.
Yes.
100%.
All right. So I do this little cosplay bit. That's why I was like nerding out and very.
Just remember, this is a family show.
Yeah.
So don't use dirty words.
But I will be live on a webcam on camsoda.com. My link is camsoda.com/EmilyAddison1. I'll be on there from 11:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Love it.
And I think what am I? I'm going to dress like Batman.
Excellent. Excellent. Where are you from? New York. No, what is it? Who do you play for? The Jets. What's your name? I'm Batman.
I play for the Boys.
Everybody, we are going to go to break right now. We're going to come back right after this. And we are back for the final segment of Green Legion Radio, and I can't believe I timed that the way we just did. Thank you. All right.
That was pretty cool. You move pretty fast.
Fuck. There's a lot of moving parts.
The town charter says.
A lot of moving parts.
The
everybody.
Town charter says, in case of emergency, I run the show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. We've got 10 minutes left, and we're going to end this. And we appreciate once again
you know what
the support Pops.
Oh God.
This should be fun.
I know. I meant to tell you about that.
Pops, what do we got? We got a little bit of
It was kinda dead tonight.
I got a bunch of questions on mine.
Yeah, it was probably a lot more than we had. A
lot more on Hollis's
yeah.
page.
Yeah, see look yeah. if you look at my phone right here.
I can see him rolling up yeah. the entire time. You, Pops, you're in charge of giving a pair of tailgate tickets away.
All right, these go to Derek O'Callaghan.
Derek O'Callaghan, all
he
right.
says, does Emily deliver those tickets?
That is awesome.
Well,
yep.
well
that is crucial.
I yep. guess, Quimby, I think Derek O'Halloran is going to expect Emily to be present when those tickets are delivered. So.
I don't know, but we hope that she is. Anyway,
does she like 1100 Social or the turf field?
Let's just go.
I'll let you know. Don't worry about it.
Christmas.
Are we going to my picks?
We are, and if it was okay with you, I was going to segue right into it.
I'll let you segue into it. But I'm slightly anxious. I'm just saying.
You're always anxious.
So what? If you know this just let it happen.
Uh oh.
Just let it happen.
What are we looking for, baby doll?
Her purse.
Her purse.
That's right there. Her backpack.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Awkward.
Not awkward. Lover.
Bye, babe.
Emily.
Bye, Emily.
We love you. Thank you so
bye,
much.
Be back next week.
Yes, back next week. All right.
For more dirty talk.
Yeah. Tune in for dirty talk.
All right. Hollis Handicap.
I got a couple of handicaps.
Wait. All right. First of all, you went 3-0 week one.
Yes.
What'd you do last week?
2-1 because
2-1
because the sons of bitches with the son that at the end of the Portland Trailblazers game, they had all the guys on off the bench come in and the sons of bitches start scoring like nobody's fucking business.
I got you.
So it messed me up.
You didn't cover.
Yeah, I didn't cover. It messed me up pretty bad.
No, that's all right. So 5-1.
Yes,
2 weeks.
Not
that's good.
Bad.
I'll take
so
that.
Far.
Yes, because the Blues won and it was under. It's just like okay. I think they won 2-0.
Hollis, I will happily spend Quimby's money on those bets. Go find
there's a couple people in this room that are happy to spend my money every single time.
I just work
and
here.
And he's the biggest one.
Yeah, I'm not. I just work here. I do what I can for the people. The first one I'm going with the St. Louis Blues. They're playing Boston in the Eastern Conference Final. I'm going to take the over. But
there's still hockey finals?
Yeah. It's yeah. Eastern Conference Finals.
Conference Finals?
Yeah, Eastern Conference.
No, this is the finals.
Finals.
For Christ's sake, I didn't think we were still there. My bad. It's the Boston Bruins versus the St. Louis Blues.
Fucking
first
Boston.
Time they've been there since 1970.
Fucking rookie.
With the coach that was like here with the Flyers.
Well, Craig Berube, but he doesn't know shit.
He doesn't know shit. Get him out of here.
It's never the players. It's the coach. You got to fire the coach.
I'm taking St. Louis Blues and over. I'm taking St. Louis Blues and over for their first game. For the first game, and then we're going to go to Toronto. They play. It's 217 is the line. I'm going to go over that, but I'm going to take the Bucks because they're going back to Milwaukee.
Ah,
yeah.
They're going to be pissed off about losing fucking two.
Yeah, two in a row. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm hearing it.
Okay. And then, then after that, I went to the Philly-Chicago game. Not this game, but the next game. And I'm going to take Philly because I think they're going to muster because Jackass wants to win the series. So I feel like he's going to – everybody in the bullpen will be available. But take the under because Chicago has awesome pitching. And I don't know if you've watched. Anybody's watched the series besides me, but it's been a dogfight, and I think it's going to be another dogfight. But I think Philly's going to win because we've had the edge. But our bullpen, if we had our bullpen, total bullpen, we would have won. But because nobody was available, but Neeson? because only Neeson was available, we end up losing in the ninth inning.
Never good.
Badly. And if you saw Twitter after the game, it was so funny because of a friend of mine. Her name is Jenny. She put up fuck Neeson as soon as the game was over. It was so damn funny. So it's like
we're not even in June and the fans are already getting restless.
Well, it's not that they get restless. It's like you can't lose five. We've lost five games in this fashion. It's like those are games we're going to need. It's not like we're 10 games ahead of the next person.
If only we had a billionaire owner and there was a good reliever on the market.
Whatever do you mean? Not only that, they thought David Robinson was going to be. He stunk from the word go.
And then is he hurt?
He's hurt, right? He's hurt now.
Yeah.
But also, it's another guy. I can't think of the guy's name, but he's a starter. We need another starter because Velasquez needs to take his ass in the bullpen.
Yeah.
I would take Velasquez coming out of the bullpen, or you need a true reliever. And Ricky Bo said it the best last night. All these guys are in the bullpen acting like they can't pitch in more than one day in a row, and they're acting like babies. It's like the reason why Neshek didn't pitch his last game was because he warmed up on Monday. What the fuck is that?
I know, I hear it. That's always my comment to Sack about, you know, is this too much statistics? And the statistics would probably show that was the correct move, especially from the player he wants to preserve. But like, hey, listen, you get to the playoffs, you might have to pitch 2 days in a row twice.
But how about this? If you're not gonna get to the playoffs, if you keep bushing like
that's
this.
Right.
The race is that. This is why I'm saying and why I get pissed. The race is that tight. In our division, the race is that tight where you can't just be pussyfooting around like losing games like that. And we've lost six games because of our bullpen or because of the mismanagement of our bullpen because, quote-unquote, some motherfuckers weren't available. If you're on my squad, you're fucking available until further notice because we don't have a closer. We don't have that closer that Mariano Rivera. Didn't Mariano Rivera come out pretty much every night?
Yeah.
So so it's like why are we coddling people? That's like we pay guys like $7-8 million a year for nothing.
That's the stats thing. It's the pitch. This is going to sound ridiculous, but on Sunday, at some point or Saturday or one of the I was drunk all last weekend, so I don't remember exactly what. But I had the NCAA softball on, I think is fun because the games take 2 hours. It's great.
Okay.
But they have fucking pitch counts in that too, like an exit velocity. And I'm like, this is fucking NCAA softball. No one gives a shit about exit velocity. But they're showing these stats. It's like because it's just a natural part of the baseball vernacular.
Okay. We were keeping it going until you got back, sir.
I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate it. All right, moving on. Last segment before we get it off your chest.
Okay.
All right. Fantasy golf, your picks. I will tell you right now, Beth Page Black killed everybody.
Did she?
Oh, Tiger didn't fucking make the cut? Your highest paid player?
I know, son of an onion.
Oh, seven of your top 10 players, cost-wise, did not make the cut.
Did he bogey like the last two holes?
Doesn't even matter, he didn't make the cut.
Okay.
All right. This is what you need to know right now. These are the players you want to look at. John Rahm at the top of your list.
Boom.
Tied for fifth last year, tied for second the year before, $11,200. Ricky Fowler tied for 14th last year, hasn't played before 3 years after that at $10,500. Tony Finau, once again, didn't play in the tournament last year. The year before, tied for 29th, tied for 34th, tied for 19th. Right, that is a player you want at 9,600. You don't want to hear this because the name doesn't pop up very often. Kevin Kisner, $9,200. Last year, tied for 52nd, didn't play the year before. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Tied for 52nd the year before that, first place.
Oh.
The year before that, tied for 10th. The year before that, tied for 5th.
Mm.
This guy likes the tournament at $9,200. He is a steal, not only to make the cut, but to do some damage. Emiliano Grillo at $8,700, only $400 above the average. Last year, third place by himself. The year before that, tied for 24th. The year before that, tied for 55th. That means he's just been playing better and better at this particular tournament every year. This is the Charles Schwab, by the way.
When is that? Is it coming
starts
up?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Okay. Every one of them start tomorrow. Charlie Hoffman not having a good year this year.
No, he's not.
Because he has been not able to get off the tee. However, 2018, tied for 52nd. 2017, tied for 24th. 2016, tied for 42nd. 2015, tied for 10th. 2014, tied for 51st. 2013, tied for 18th. 2012, tied for 13th. The guy hasn't missed a cut in seven fucking years.
Ooh.
And at $7,600, that gives you room to play with on the upscale. Oh. I believe everything you have in a golf player is mental. He likes this course. Kevin Tway.
Explain that.
$7,500, tied for fifth. What's up? Sorry about that, everybody. Kevin Tway, tied for fifth last year, tied for 18th the year before. That's all you need to know. He didn't play before that until 5 years ago when he didn't make the cut, but he's better off now. Jimmy Walker, tied for 14th last week at Bethpage, which is a huge up from the year from the week before. Tied for 20th last year, 2 years ago, tied for 29th, tied for 65th, tied for 10th. Danny Lee, just take Danny Lee at $7,300. Let me make this clear. Every single card you submit on DraftKings or FanDuel should have Danny Lee at $7,300. One more time.
Every?
Take Danny fucking Lee. JT Poston, tied for 20th, tied for 41st. Not a bad idea at $7,100. Brian Stewart, this fucking guy is a Schwab machine. At $7,100, you take him. Sean Stefani, I can tell you that he has not missed a cut in 6 years. That's all you need to know, and he's $6,800. That's the guy that gets you the John Rahm.
Okay.
That's the one that evens the score. Ben Crane, same thing. Hasn't missed a cut in 5 years. He's $6,500. Chris Stroud. Everyone that wants a big player on their lineup should take Chris Stroud at $6,300. I will say that again. Take Chris Stroud. And, of course, Wee Kim hasn't missed a cut in 4 years. At 6,000, that brings your unbelievable average up to picking a player at 11,000, which is anyone from Jordan Spieth on down. However, I suggest you do not take Jordan Spieth at all in any tournament this year.
Is he that bad?
He's just not playing well.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's getting laid.
I highly doubt it, though, if he's not playing well.
Yeah, whatever. Hope he's getting laid. Anyway, that's the money-making segment of the Green Legion Radio Show. We are calling it quits right now.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. Anybody want to get anything off their chest?
I'm good.
Pops?
I'm good.
Hollis?
Fire Brett Brown. Oh, sorry.
too late? Too soon?
Too soon.
Rex?
I think...
Sorry, we had to turn you up because you said some stuff earlier.
Yeah, you were being brutal. I'm kidding. Go.
I think Gabe Kapler needs to be more like Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, and he needs to get those guys' asses in fucking gear.
What's your major malfunction, numbnut?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Oh, where is it? I have it. Insults.
We'll let you find it.
Anytime today.
I know.
But Gabe Kapler needs to fucking rule with a slightly more fucking firm fist.
Rule with an iron fist.
Right?
Yeah. Oops. Well, I don't know what was going on over there.
That was music.
Guys don't like to play for an asshole, but he needs to be less of a pushover, I think.
Yeah, he needs a bit of a pushover. Carlos Santana broke a TV.
Now I know where it is. Sorry.
Where's that?
Got it. Now I figured it out.
Carlos Santana?
So, right back to him.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Sorry, it took that long to get there.
I will teach you. You will learn the ways.
Diaz, you have anything you want to get off your chest other than how terrible the show was tonight?
Oh, the show was terrible. There's no. I mean, it's because we went into all that fucking nerd talk.
What is this, Nerd City? We're going to Nerd Store? Nerds.
Thanks, Dick Cheney.
Fuck the nerds. Hey, hey, how about this? Here, I got something to get off my chest.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Big Bang Theory fucking sucked. The pilot was good. The pilot was good. And then they did the whole pilot over every fucking show. That show sucked. It was stupid. You wasted your time.
I just have one thing to say. We listened to a guy who thought Markel Folks was going to be good.
All I heard was, shut the fuck up, Diaz.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Everybody, with me, forever. Your host. Appreciate everybody listening. I have nothing to get off my chest. I spent 5 days in Aruba, and I can tell you right now, it was the best location I have visited in a decade and a half by far and away.
Wow. Really?
We'll talk about that more next week because are way over our time. If you want to go to Aruba, every single thing about that island rocks. Everybody from all our sponsors, everybody here at Green Legion Radio, Pops, Hollis, Rex, Diaz, myself, and the beautiful Emily Addison, we are going to let Franz Ferdinand do something different tonight. Everybody, take me out.